This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There are certain health appointments a lot of us quietly put in the I'll get to it basket, not because we don't care, but because we don't quite know what to expect. Well, a mammogram can feel like one of those things. There's mystery around it, maybe a bit of anxiety, maybe it just feels clinical and impersonal. Well, Breastscreen Victoria has just launched a six-part podcast. It's called Behind the Scenes, and it's behind the screen, and it's opening up the process, sharing real stories and taking us inside what actually happens and why early detection matters. Rita Butera is the CEO of Breastscreen Victoria. Joins us now. Rita, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What made you decide to launch a podcast?
Well, I think we're always looking at new ways to communicate to people to get more people screening early. We know that screening early saves more lives. Early detection of breast cancer means finding cancer early, and treatment is less invasive with better outcomes.
Now, for anyone who's never had a mammogram, can you walk us through what actually happens from the moment someone arrives?
Okay, well, look, the way it works is when you turn 50, as you're aware, you get lots of invitations for screening, and one of those is for screening for breast cancer. So we have 56 clinics around the whole state of Victoria, and a couple of mobile vans that travel around the state. And so what you can do is you can get online or you can call us direct. We have a 13 20 50 line where we have staff here that can assist you in booking an appointment, or you can book online, very easy. And you can book at a clinic that suits you. So the first step is making an appointment. So what happens then is you turn up at the clinic, and it's an unknown the first time. You're not sure. You hear lots of stories about pain and having compression on the breast, etc. But look, we have an amazing team of staff from reception to female radiographers in every screening site as well. And the whole procedure takes about 10 minutes. There can be some discomfort with the compression, and you can always engage with the radiographer if you need to stop at any time. But look, most people are more anxious and more concerned, but once they have the screen, they say, wow, I could have done this. You know, why didn't I do it earlier?
Now, the podcast includes some personal stories from clients. What did those conversations reveal to you?
Well, I think there's a few different stories, and I think what's really good to hear is some of the clients' own stories about their experience of having a breast screen, but also their experience of how cancer has been found for them and the difference it's made in their lives by finding it early. And I think that's one of the messages that comes across. I think some of the other stories are we have a wonderful podcast which really looks at hard to reach communities, but also Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and the work that we're doing in that space. So it's great to hear stories from our clinicians, from our clients, from our technicians, from our managers, from some of our staff who are sort of creating innovations in the space as well.
Now, Rita, you mentioned that there's a bit of relief once you've done the mammogram and you realise, I wish I'd have done it earlier. Now, we know early detection is something that is talked about a lot, but in real terms, what does it change for someone if breast cancer is found earlier?
Well, the chances of a long survival rate increase significantly. And I think what we find in some, say, for example, in our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, we find that we're increasing participation rates, but people are coming much later. So I think the secret with breast screen or any screening program is early detection is what makes the difference and saves lives. So by getting people to come along, have that first screen, even if we do find cancer, it's found very early, it's small, and the treatment is less invasive and highly successful.
We're chatting with Rita Butera, CEO of Breastscreen Victoria, about what really happens when you have a mammogram, and their new podcast series, Behind the Screen. Now, Rita, the series also touches on technology. How has screening evolved in recent years?
Still the mammogram that we use is the best possible modality for finding cancer, and it's used across the world. And the mammogram does find most cancers. But we do know that the mammogram finds it harder to see cancer in what we call very dense breasts. So what we do now in the program in Victoria, and it's been recommended by Breastscreen Australia for across the country, is to, now that we can assess the density of someone's breast, to let you know if you have high breast density and that the mammogram may not have been the best modality to pick up or find the cancer. And in those cases, we do suggest that people see their GP for other more appropriate tests as well. But still acknowledging that the mammogram is the best at a population screening level.
Rita, accessibility is a big focus at Breastscreen Victoria. How are you making sure screening is welcoming and inclusive for women and, who are trans and gender diverse people as well?
Yes, well, look, I think it's something we've done at Breastscreen Victoria is we're being very committed to diversity and equity. For example, we received our first Rainbow Tick accreditation back in 2019. And have been reaccredited. So that's been a really important process to help us in understanding what we need to do across the whole journey, from screening to also assessment. I can talk a bit more about assessment later if you like. But we recommend a breast or chest screen for cis women, trans women that have had HRT for at least 5 years, trans men or non-binary people, that have not had top surgery as well. I mean, we've got a lot of detail on our website, so I would strongly recommend anybody who has questions or is not sure to get on to the website as well for more detail.
Rita, if someone's listening who is from those communities and they're perhaps a little bit hesitant to go along and have a breast screen, what would you say?
Well, look, we have Rainbow Tick accreditation. We've had training in place for all of our staff since that time. This is quite an extraordinary. Look, I've been in this position for about 3.5 years, and I'm just every day surprised or astounded at the passion, the commitment staff have, and the care. These are people on the ground who really do care. And, I think it makes such a difference to feel welcome. You know, it's important that whoever we are, that there's a sense of being welcomed when you attend a clinic. And we've also had special kind of screening sessions. We've had one at the Pride Centre. We brought our pink bus there recently. And so it's an opportunity to also have targeted. We can actually organise more targeted screening for any groups if you think that that's something that would work for your community.
Now, if someone is listening who keeps postponing their appointment, what would you say to them today?
I would say, It's quick, it's easy, it's free. Very experienced team, very experienced.
Oh, Rita, I think you might have, we might have lost you for a moment. But look, that was Rita Butera.
So I would say, it's 10 minutes, it's free. It's easy to make an appointment. 13, 20, 50, or get online and book an appointment close to you. We have staff here who are happy to chat to you if you have any questions. And our website has a lot of information, so definitely refer you to the website as well.
Rita, you might like this message that came in from Julian Ringwood saying, booked a mammogram 3 times, was so nervous, rescheduled twice, fear of the unknown had it, it was so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had the same experience myself back in the day. So that's fantastic to hear. And that's what we hear so many people say.
Fantastic, Rita. Thanks for chatting with us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Rita Butera, CEO of Breastscreen Victoria, the new 6-part podcast series Behind the Screen is available on all major podcast platforms and via breastscreen.org.au/podcast. And if you're age 50 to 74, you can book a free breast screen every 2 years. No referral needed at breastscreen.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.